T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
Here's Hollywood with your headlines. I like doing that while Joe's out. That's fun, by the way.
All right. Well, Friday headlines it is, Zach. And when one of the great singers of our generation weighs in on the Miami Heat, I got to acknowledge that here. Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber called the quote tweeted Kyle Lowry's ejection the other night and said the official is an absolute bum for the ejection of Kyle Lowry. By the way, bum is being thrown around a lot here. Aaron Rodgers did it the other day. It's a good word. I like that one. It's
well, because it doesn't
strong.
Sound. It's the same thing where Joe always says. When you call someone a jerk, it's like, ooh, that's kind of tough. But you call somebody a jerky, it's no big deal, right? So bum's in the jerky category.
It could be strong, though. It could be a little bit. But anyway, yeah. I mean, when Justin Bieber weighs in, I mean, I gotta get to that because...
Are you a Belieber?
Oh, I'm a huge Justin Bieber fan. We saw
Are
him,
you
we
really?
Saw him, yeah, we saw him in concert last time he was down here.
Never seen Biebs in concert. No.
He's my second favorite of the Justins. I got to tell you, I do like Justin Timberlake a little bit better.
I figured that would be your number one, yeah.
But it's like 1A, 1B with me, with my Justins. That ought to...
That was information that was not needed to be put on the airwaves.
Yeah, that should go over well.
Good job. Right.
All right. any problem with Julius Randle here, Zach, giving the fans the thumbs down at Madison Square Garden? He was getting booed. And he comes out afterwards and he said it was for them to shut the bleep up. So listen, that comes with the territory in New York. I wish the Knicks were better. I really do. And I am, as you know, a very big Miami Heat fan, but I still wish the Knicks were better because basketball is better when the Knicks are good and relevant and all that stuff. But, man, they need to land a real superstar up there. I'm sorry, Julius Randle.
Let me tell you something. I couldn't be more on the opposite page than you. Nothing makes me happier than seeing the Knicks stink. I hate the Knicks. The Knicks have overcome the Jets as my biggest mortal enemy of all time. And the Jets used to be that, but not anymore. Patriots never made that because you never could beat them. But I hate the Knicks. I'm glad when they stink. They should be booing him. He should be middle fingering the crowd. Doesn't matter at this point. Who cares? Shut up, Knicks. Start winning or shut up.
All right. This is an interesting story here yesterday. So The Athletic, remember the Athletic little pay subscription deal or whatever? They came out in 2017 and he said... They said, we will wait every local paper out and let them continuously bleed until we are the last ones standing. We will suck them dry of their best talent at every moment. That was what the Athletic said to the New York Times back in 2017. You know what just happened in 2022?
I've heard, yeah.
The New York Times has officially purchased the Athletic and now owns the Athletic. So a win for the newspaper business there, Zach.
I like the Athletic. There's some good writers on the Athletic. We have some people that we know that are working for them at that time. I don't want to see it go away, so I'm glad someone did pick it up. But, yeah, listen, I understand when you're starting a business, you got to come out and you got to throw some fighting words out there. But just if you're going to throw fighting words out there, you better be able to back it up a little bit. And I was a subscriber to the Athletic. I did one of those, Black Friday deals. I think it was last year, the year before, for like 11 cents a month for, whatever it is. I did that. But I'm glad to see they're still alive. A lot of good people writing for them. And I don't want to see people lose their jobs.
Yeah, but that gives us an opportunity to tell you, please support our local papers.
Right,
please,
of course.
Please subscribe. It's not expensive. Get the Sun Sentinel, get the Herald, get the Palm
Beach
Post.
They all have deals for $1 or 99 cents. And I do them all. I've got the Sun Sentinel, the Herald, the Palm Beach Post. I do it all down here. Support Joe Shads and the Omar Kellys and the Dave Hydes and the Barry Jacksons of this world.
Yeah, we got to keep those guys rolling, man. I mean,
right.
Barry, you know, writing his stuff, finding out about how Joe's doing, that's important. Right. Omar Kelly's Angry Dolphin stuff, also very important.
Barry
the great Dave Hyde. Like, we gotta keep these guys going, man.
Barry should basically get if I'm paying like the $2 a month or whatever it is for the Herald, he should get that entire $2 at this point. He writes about 17 articles a day.
Yeah, he really does do a great job over there. This was an interesting one. Speaking of journalists, Zach.
Not me.
In Cleveland, we had a story come out from Mary Kay Cabot, and she said Baker Mayfield must resolve his differences with Kevin Stefanski soon in case they need to coexist next season. Also, some names on the radar if they don't. That was the story. That was the headline, at least. And Baker Mayfield, who cannot let anything go, man, just has to get on social media and has to answer. And he says on Twitter, clickbait, you and many other Cleveland local media continue to be drama-stirring reporters with no sources or facts. Don't put words in my mouth so you can put food on your table. I'm not your puppet.
Two things about this story. One, Baker Mayfield is the biggest drama queen in the NFL right
now.
He
really is, man.
I think we just know that at this point between tweets and commercials and all that. And two, I'm the last person in the world that will ever do this to somebody, but I believe it's Mary Kay Cabot. I don't think the T is silent. You said Cabot. I believe it's Cabot.
Did you just correct me on a name?
Yes, it's the only one I could ever really do.
Okay. You're in big trouble now because I don't read anything from Cleveland, right. So I don't.
Well, I mean, I just
nailed that
her
one,
before,
but
right.
First of all, if you're wrong, I hope you're wrong. You just corrected me on that one, but I'm going to correct you on every name you butcher from here on out. That was a mistake because I'm just going to stop you in your tracks now. Any name that you mess up, I'm just going to jump.
Well, that's why
right
I don't say people's names. That's why.
Well,
like I've never said Tua's last name. Have you ever heard me say it?
It's such an easy name, though.
Yeah, it's Tua.
Okay, but it's an easy name. It's not that hard. Tagovailoa, not that hard. All right, here's a really sweet piece, a couple of memorabilia stories for you here, Zach.
Ooh,
we'll finish off your Friday.
Go.
This might be the best piece of Antonio Brown memorabilia that will ever become available. Now, not that it's for sale, but as Antonio Brown was warming up for the game against the Jets, of course, I think in New York you have to have your vaccine card to go anywhere.
I believe so, yeah.
A fan broke his out and had Antonio Brown sign the vaccine card.
Oh, come on.
So there is a picture of this thing. There is a signed vaccine card by Antonio Brown. TMZ says the most unique piece of memorabilia ever with a question mark, and I have to answer perhaps yes. That is like if you're going to get something signed by Antonio Brown, a vaccine card's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a funny piece of memorabilia right there. God, I'm like, this guy can't get out of his own way, huh? I mean, just signing that's just a whole story by itself. Good God.
And
Antonio Brown's situation is never going to go away. Until he's just retired and done and out of the limelight, we're going to be talking about Antonio Brown basically every week.
All right, and finally here, Zach, we have a priceless piece of NBA memorabilia that will be up on the auction block, and it is not priceless because you can buy it. I mean, if you have this sort of money. This is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's 38,387th point basketball.
What? Really?
The actual basketball. It's got all kinds of writing on it. I mean, it's like the celebratory ball here. Like, this is a really cool item. This is, again, like kind of priceless memorabilia here. They said this thing will sell for as much as $500,000.
Wow.
To own this basketball.
Wow. God, it's amazing.
38,387th point basketball.
It's amazing what happens today with memorabilia. It really is. If there's something that has something to do with something, that has something to do with something, that has something to do with something, it's going to be labeled memorabilia at this point. Would you buy it? You had $500,000?
I'd rather buy, to be quite honest, I'd rather buy the Antonio Brown vaccine card.
That's
a better piece of memorabilia.
Can you imagine posting that in like your office and someone walking in there going, why do you have a vaccine card in like a shadow box? And you're like, go look to see who signed it. Antonio Brown.
I'm in some fierce bidding wars on eBay right now for some cards. So I mean I love auctions, man. Auctions they get the juices flowing, man. They're fun. But
you seem like a good guy to play Monopoly with the like the auctions and all that stuff. You would be like one of those guys.
Victor Bermudez, by the way, who probably didn't hear the early part of the show when we talked about Antonio Brown, wanted me to sneak this into the headlines here. The woman licking the toilet seat.
Mm-hmm.
She Vic. We talked about her earlier in the show.
Yeah.
The good-looking woman that snuck into Antonio Brown's hotel room, allegedly, is famous on Twitter for doing something called, what is this, the COVID toilet challenge or something, where she licked a public toilet seat? That's what she's famous for. She's she's pretty, but that's what she's famous for licking a toilet seat. She also, by the way, was involved in the whole Dave Portnoy Business Insider thing, which you know how that ended up going well. That did... A lot of that proved to be untrue. So,
can you imagine
the Antonio Brown stuff is wild, and it's very tough to break everything down that's going on with that story. But I do have some very good news. The big horse is going to join us next. Joe Rose is going to stop by. We'll check in on Joe, see how he's feeling. Coming up next here on WQAM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.